to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio.
And I need to tell you a little bit of what's going on here tonight. Following this program, Michael Collins Piper, he follows me directly, 6 to 7 p.m. Central, 7 to 8 Eastern Time. And coming up at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 Central Time, is going to be Barry Zwicker with the guest Dr. Anderson. He's taking the Divided Kingdoms time, and that will be on 5.050 on your shortwave dial. So stay tuned for that, 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in. And Dr. Barry, Dr. Barry Zwicker, I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, is going to be doing the program. All right, we've got a short segment here, and we'll keep the good doctor with us after the first break. Virginia Abernathy, Vanderbilt University Medical Center, professor of psychiatry. Got a question for you, doctor. Are these people in Washington that are parading around as our representatives, are they nuts?
No, I don't think they're nuts. I think they know just what they're doing, and it's in their interest what they're doing. It's not in our, and not in the people's interest. And promote legal immigration just as much as the illegal immigration. And of course, that's because the legal contingent acts as a magnet for their illegal friends and relatives to come, and then they provide a safe harbor after they're here, which is why we can't just think about controlling illegal immigration. We really have to stop for a while. Until we've had a national debate, we have to stop most immigration, legal and illegal. In other words, a moratorium to last about 5 or 10 years while we have a national debate, see what our population is and our resources. Every time we have another person, we lose a tremendous amount of productive land. We use many more barrels of oil a year. We add more pollution to the air. We increase the greenhouse gas emissions. So there are all kinds of environmental things, economic things, that have to be taken into account when we are discussing, thinking about what size population do we want. We shouldn't just let population happen to us. We can decide what size population we want.
But politically, though, I'm sitting here thinking, politically, that seems to be the slow boat to China routine. What we need is a fast clipper. Is there a mechanism? What can we do with these people? Can we drag them into court? How do we get their attention in Washington, D.C.?
All I can think of is that people like myself try to send out lists of people who, the senators and representatives who voted right and voted wrong on various immigration bills, and we've got to defeat the ones that voted wrong. Right now, there's a problem. There are problems in several states, but unfortunately, the representative in, well, where is Chris Cannon? Is he in Utah or Nevada?
I'm not sure.
He's got to be defeated. And in Tennessee, Senator Frist is retiring. But I'm not sure that we want much, any one of the people that are contributing to the problem, they're competing to take his place. They're both bad, Republican and Democrat.
Well, it seems to me that the key to this thing is the laws are already in the books. They swore to uphold the Constitution. It seems to be a pretty simple exercise to tell them that they're not paying attention to it, and they're breaking the law, and there are penalties in this country for breaking the law. Take care, come back with a few more minutes with my guest here, Virginia Abernathy.
Who's your next guest?
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's spend a few more minutes with Dr. Virginia Abernathy, professor of psychiatry and anthropology, University Medical Center, and that's Vanderbilt. We have a few minutes. Doctor, a parting shot here.
Oh, well, I think we should have a 5 or 10 year moratorium on all immigration, all net immigration. Quite a few people leave each year voluntarily. We could have that many back. I don't think we have to be concerned about deporting most of the illegal aliens. They're going to self-deport if they can't get jobs. And if we crack down on the employers who are hiring illegal aliens, they will leave not having jobs. There's a very good system that can be used, which is called Basic Pilot. It's run by the ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Social Security. Any employer can call to check a Social Security number, and within 2 or 3 minutes, will know if that is a legal Social Security number. And if people would use Basic Pilot, they would not ever be hiring illegal aliens unless they absolutely wanted to. And if they want to, then we're right to prosecute them.
Well, and we have been told by ICE, police departments were told, unless you have 30 to 40, 50 rounded up, that we're not going to show up. There doesn't seem to be a direct mechanism, because a lot of police departments, you know, these are illegals. They don't know if they're involved in criminal activity, drug, whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, because to discuss that issue is almost a moot point, because they're already a criminal to begin with.
Interesting.
And they should not be here. But there is not that mechanism, the cooperation of the federal government and through the county sheriffs or the police departments, a mechanism of turning these people over and getting them out of this country.
No, several sheriffs and local officials are trying to prosecute and insist on cooperation from ICE. But what I'm talking about, it only requires a telephone call to verify a Social Security number. It's called Basic Pilot, and any employer should be able to use it. And that will tell them if the person that they're interviewing for a job has a legal Social Security number, in other words, belongs in the country or not. So we could cut out their jobs, and I think we could cut out a great many of the people.
But there's going to be, Doctor, there's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to participate in that program, because there is a reason why they are hiring those illegals to begin with. Now, there's got to be pressure from the community, wherever these companies and corporations are, there's got to be pressure from the communities themselves on enforcement of that.
Absolutely right. The federal government has made that program available, and states can pass the law that requires employers in their state to use it.
And there we go right back to the state, where we all reside in our respective states around the country. Doctor, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much for having me.
I thank you so much. And again, folks, she is going to be talking tomorrow
at 1:45
p.m. here at the 2006 AFP-TBR International Conference. On Real News, Authentic History, folks, and the First Amendment, of which a lot of people would like to see done away with. They've trashed the other amendments, and they would like to see that one gone also. We're waiting. Willis Cardo was here, seated, and he jumped up and ran out. Willis A. Cardo, is going to be, yeah, well, here's the man right here. Well, hello, Willis. How you doing?
Good to see you, John.
This is the fifth annual conference.
Not annual.
No. Oh. Okay. I've been misspeaking.
This is the fifth conference of authentic history, real news, and the First Amendment. We try to cover those points.
And how many of these have we had, in how many years?
Well, I guess the first one was, about 10 years ago, sponsored by the Spotlight, Liberty Lobby, which, of course, doesn't exist anymore, having been run out of existence by the federal government. And but we are sponsored not only by the American Free Press, but also the Barnes Review, which is a magazine, historical, a revisionist magazine, and a number of other organizations.
When you use the term revisionist, of revisionist history, exactly what do you mean by that?
You can substitute a word authentic. I would hope that many people, maybe even most people that think about it, realize that the history that is supplied through the media, through academia, that is through the colleges, through the universities, through the grade schools, through the press medium, through that includes television, includes radio, includes newspapers and magazines, includes the federal government itself, includes all the big tax-free foundations. The history is slanted to promote the interests of the people that promote wars. Who promote wars? Well, not dictators. Wars are promoted by interest groups, particularly arms makers. That's the left-wing theory. It's been going on for a long time, but that doesn't make us left-wing, although we're happy to work with anyone who can see the truth and drop these scales from their eyes, so they're not dominated by ideas that are promulgated by what is called the neoconservatives, ideas are antithetical to ours, which are doctrinaire. We try to look at the facts, what causes war, and frankly, we do not believe there's been a legitimate war the United States has been in since the Revolutionary War. Every other war, what have we accomplished? We had the Spanish-American War, and gee whiz, we took over Cuba and Guantanamo, and we took over the Philippine Islands, and isn't that wonderful? Well, no, it's not wonderful at all, because America is supposed to be a republic, not an empire. All of our founding fathers were opposed to international adventuring. They all realized that if America, if the United States would become involved in the affairs of other countries, that our attention would be focused on other countries rather than the United States. And that's the way it is. It can't be any other way. Foreign policy always dominates domestic policy. The only if America is to survive, as many of our speakers here, particularly Harold Rome, who is speaking now, and I hated to leave him, he's doing such a great job. We have to tend to America's national interest. And as far as foreign policy is concerned, our national interest is to get out of the affairs of other countries. Come back to the United States, worry about our own problems. What are our problems? Well, if I have to explain it, then
not to this audience, you don't.
I don't suppose so anyway.
Well, and you hit on a key point, and in the media that I said with Dr. Abernathy that the media is complicit, and Willis, I can't think of this saying this any other way. What the politicians are doing right now, and this is not necessarily foreign policy, that when you say those terms, what comes to mind is policy in the Middle East, how we're dealing with the Middle East. But there is something bigger behind this, and this is the global elite's plan for America. And when we have people like George W. Bush and his predecessor, the wonderful one, Monica Lewinsky, was his big harangue in the press, but Bill Clinton was much, much deeper involved in the formation of the free trade area of Americas, which is being foisted, and the media is absolutely not talking about this whatever. This is treasonous activity in my book.
Well, you know what they say, follow the money, follow the money. It's all money. It's all big money. The Rothschild are, of course, by far the biggest money organization under one roof in the world. We're talking about trillions of dollars. We're talking about the Rothschilds. You don't find the name Rothschild on everything that they control. They have many subordinates that they finance through an agreement and they control and they own. And frankly, I think that the Rockefellers are one of the proprietary interests of the Rothschilds. It serves the Rothschilds. War serves the Rothschilds' interests. They will loan to both sides. And then they pick up the pieces and they saddle the public with unpayable debt called interest. And of course, the interest is compound interest. It builds on itself. We are literally the United States of America is bankrupt. It's bankrupt. There's no other word for it, and it's only being kept up by the media. The wars, the unnecessary expenses of foreign aid. We are giving foreign aid to Israel, a country that really controls the United States. The Israelis has really done a perfect political miracle.
All right, we've got to take a break here. We'll be back. We've got a few more minutes.
with Willis A. Cardo, ladies and gentlemen, founder of The Spotlight, now American Free Press, and The Barnes Review. We'll be right back.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom, secure a future for you and your family, and do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime. Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
All right, folks, we are back talking with Willis A. Cardo. And Saturday, tomorrow, you're going to be doing the presentation of the Andrew St. George Award for Journalistic Excellence and for some of America's greatest independent journalists. People have to be aware of who these people are. Willis, I don't have to tell you. I don't have to tell this audience. We are in, for a lack of a better term, deep doo-doo. We're going to need the help and cooperation of a lot more people. You were talking earlier about, liberals, whatever. I think pretty much people, we understand we've been, the Republicans have been hijacked by special interests years before the Project for a New American Century Boys came up. The Democrats, the same way before they were liberalized, or I like what Nikita Khrushchev said about the liberals here in this country. He said, well, we just call them communists. So rather than doing this left-right thing, if you notice, this is what all of our newspeak people talk about. They want to throw us into these political entities and then having each other debate and scratch each other's eyes out over something that is really not important. What the difference here is not left or right, it's right or wrong. And the one factor that I don't care if you're a Democrat, an independent, a Republican, I don't care if you're a Venusian from Venus, it is the Constitution, the rule of law. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, of course, you know I would agree. I couldn't agree more. I personally believe that the Constitution and the framers of the Constitution literally were divinely inspired. They were students, very, very deep students. You know, people have entered this illusion of progress. Think of the people in the 18th century and before as being barbarians and ignorant. These people were very, very learned people. They didn't have television. Maybe that's the reason. But they had plenty of books in the early days in this country, imported from Europe. And many of them were bilingual and extremely learned. And the Constitution was put together. It's a unique document. Never before been done. It's been copied over and over again. But of course, the Constitution has made the United States the oldest form of government in Europe, except perhaps Iceland. There's been revolutions in every other country. And America has been able to survive with the Constitution and because of the Constitution. And with all the theories that the Constitution is a living document, it has to be changed with the times, and the Supreme Court can amend the Constitution, which is established, is absolutely false. And the people should not permit it. And they should be strict concerned. There's nothing about the Constitution today, and it still makes our country the best form of government in the world. If we could detach the corrosive hold that the special interests have on our country.
And one thing comes to mind, Wolf Blitzer, that's on CNN. He had somebody on the question of Iran the other day and foreign policy. Now, what a lot of people don't know is Wolf Blitzer, which is not his real name. We have to research and find out who Mr. Blitzer's real name is. It's probably Blitzenstein, for all I know. But he was a member of AIPAC, which is one of the entities that we talk about that has so much influence. Ariel Sharon made the comment, and they're trying to downplay this, but this is a fact. That Ariel Sharon said, well, we control the American government.
Sure did.
And, you know, don't worry about it. We have them in our hip pocket. This is insanity because, as you stated earlier, that even the Spanish-American War, World War One, I call it World War One Part Two. It doesn't matter if it's Vietnam or Korea or now with the Gulf War One and Gulf War One Part Two. But they're trying to push us into a religious war. And we have got to pull the plug on these interests that are shoving us in that direction. Because once that goes, I mean, there's how many billions of Muslims on the face of this planet? They're not happy with what's going on in the Middle East right now. Ahmadinejad, the Iranian president, has been pretty logical in his assessment and communiques with the president of our country, Bush. But he's being ignored. There's no diplomacy there. There's no diplomatic anything. He's just being ignored, and the program is proceeding. And the spin and the run-up that you see right now, pretty soon we'll be going into Iran. We're cooking up the reasons why we're going.
President Ahmadinejad's position is precisely why the establishment wants to attack Iran and start another war. Lawrence Dennis, who is a philosopher who lived in the 40s and 50s, said that there is no way to operate the theory of internationalism correctly. He said because the problem is that internationalism itself is the problem, and we have to get rid of it. We have to conduct American policy internally according to America's best interests and let the rest of the world take care of itself as it's been doing for a few million years.
All right. I know you got to get back to the conference. We've got a break coming up. Doug Rocky is coming up here in a few minutes. Willis, thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. All right, folks. Thanks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. We like to change things on the fly, folks. Barry Zwicker is, if Danny Romero can arrange it, Barry is going to be sitting in for Robbie Noel, so he's going to get his 2 hours. So stay tuned for that. Michael Collins Piper is coming up next hour in his regular time slot. Very glad to have him on board, and he is here at the conference. And Barry Zwicker is going to be doing my program from New York. We're going up there September 11th. He's actually going to do the program on the 12th from New York, so Barry will be sitting in for me as I travel. And a note here, his guest tonight is going to be Dr. Anderson. And I don't know what quite the subject matter is going to be, but, folks, I guarantee you it will be interesting. So tune in for that. So we're substituting Barry Zwicker for the Robbie Noel Show and also the Divided Kingdom. So tune in for that, and that's coming up. I have seated with me a gentleman that I have had on my program before, Dr. Doug Rocky, and Dr. Rocky, you've been doing some very, very important work on the depleted uranium issue.
That's correct. I'm trying to complete my assigned duties as a former U.S. Army officer to ensure that medical care is provided to all casualties exposed to the use of uranium munitions and to ensure all the contamination, not only within the United States, but in Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the Balkans, Afghanistan, and now Lebanon is cleaned up so that our children of the future may survive in a world without environmental contamination.
Now, when you were on my program before, you astounded me with the tonnage that we were talking about depleted uranium that is blowing around in the atmosphere that has been expended. How many tons of this are we talking about?
Well, the first use of uranium munitions that we absolutely confirmed was by Israel during 1973-1974 battle in the Sinai, and we're not sure how much was used. Then we moved on up to the first extensive use during Gulf War I, approximately 375 tons of solid radioactive uranium was expended during Gulf War I. We then planned on using it in Somalia in 93. Our team was able to get that stopped. All of a sudden, saner heads prevailed in the Department of Defense. Then we got into the Balkans in 94 and 95, where we had approximately 30 tons. We went into the Balkans again in 99. We're looking at around 30 to 40 tons. And then we moved into Gulf War I Part II or Gulf War II, approximately over 1,000 tons in Afghanistan. And then in Iraq proper, and 3 years ago, the Army confirmed 500 tons. It's probably in the estimate of 2,000 tons that have been used in Iraq. In addition to that, we have it expended throughout the United States where they manufactured it, tested it, or just plain shot it up off our coast in our prime fishing areas.
There. So Israel was the first aggressor, and where did those munitions come from?
The great United States.
Well, we export the finest, don't we?
We always do, and we continue to do. And now, again, with Israel, we exported the GBU-28, which also is a DU-5,000-pound bunker buster. And all you had to do was watch TV, and those of us who are expert in uranium munitions, there is no signature like a uranium weapon when it detonates. So we absolutely could watch on TV and watch a 5,000-pound bunker buster detonate in Lebanon, in the suburbs of Beirut, or in Beirut proper.
Now, is there any comparative basis, because when we talk about depleted uranium, we talk about these many thousands of tons that have been expended, that have been put into the ground in the atmosphere, it's been blowing around the earth, it's set off sensors in England a couple of months ago. They tried to downplay that. They said, no, it was actually either a malfunction or a small radiation leak, of which they fixed.
Well, Dr. Brian Spratt, the head of the British Royal Society, actually said that it was the redistribution of natural uranium in the Middle East soil that had blown as far as England. And we have an extensive problem. I mean, we have to understand, the United States and its nuclear establishment, for every 100 pounds of solid uranium isotopes, uranium-238, 234, 235 that go in the process, they only get 0.6 pounds out of there that's usable as a fissionable isotope to make weapons and reactor fuel. That's over 99.4 pounds for every 100 pounds of pure radioactive waste, uranium hexafluoride. And the guys in their joyous figure-out way to dispose of our radioactive waste said, let's use radioactive uranium munitions. They're extraordinarily effective in combat. They kill and destroy everything. The purpose of war is to kill. The selection of uranium munitions to ensure that you destroy every target the enemy has and that you kill everybody that you could possibly kill. And at the same time, we just contaminate air, water, and soil without any recourse. And as the U.S. Army's primary report that I was involved in, the United States Army Environmental Policy Institute report on the health and environmental effects of uranium munitions on the battlefield reported in 1995, you cannot change or alter the toxicity of uranium munitions. It's impossible. So what today we have is, once more, technology has done it again. And the children of today and the children of tomorrow will have to suffer the consequences.
Now, you're speaking here at the conference tonight at about 8:30, 8:35. And you're going to be talking about the deadly dangers of depleted uranium. It's deadly for any breathing, living entity on the face of this planet, but the people have been involved. You can't get rid of the nuclear stockpiles or the depleted stuff that we have by turning it into munitions. Where are these rocket scientists coming up with this idea? Because they themselves are going to be contaminated.
Well, when I served as the director of the United States Department of Defense's U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project as the Army's expert, what I rapidly learned from the memorandums and the discussions, is a selection of weapons is strictly on their effectiveness to kill and destroy. That's all it is. How effective can you kill and destroy, and which weapon shall you use? Now, the sad part today is, because of all of our work, the United States Army, the Department of Defense, NATO, Great Britain, Germany, England, Australia, Canada, all the nations involved in our work, adopted the requirements that mandates, as U.S. Army Regulation 700-48 mandates, that thou shalt complete rapid and thorough environmental remediation of all this contamination to prevent future health effects. And it also mandates, as the U.S. order signed by General Peek, at that time Surgeon General of the U.S. Army, says thou shalt provide medical care to all the EU casualties. But this has existed since I issued the initial order as a theater health physicist in 1991 during Gulf War I for the U.S. Army. We have to understand. United States leaders, the Department of Defense leaders, had no intention of following their own orders and directives to protect our troops, to clean up the environment. But more important, it's not just the casualties of our troops, which today the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs identifies as over 384,000. Over 384,000 of our nation's sons and daughters have now applied for permanent disability, permanent medical care with the United States Department of Veterans Affairs as of the report published on June 30th of this year. Pull up the report yourself. Go to www.va.gov. And then when you get the search term up there, put in the search term GWVIS and read the report. The casualties are astonishing for Americans. The casualties are beyond comprehension for these nations that we decided to attack and totally destroy. And the casualties in the future of the children that must make the future bright, make the future what it can be, are going to be beyond comprehension.
This almost sounds to me, Dr. Rocky, as being a depopulation program.
Some people have indicated maybe it's depopulation. No, it's strictly the purpose of war is to kill and destroy. Again, look at what's happened now in Lebanon. Israel, with the use of U.S. weapons provided by the United States, deliberately used a scorched earth policy. They destroyed the infrastructure. They destroyed the oil resources. They destroyed the hospitals. They destroyed the power plants, the water treatment facilities. They destroyed everything. The idea, the purpose behind total destruction of scorched earth is to make the inhabitants of that region decide, no, I cannot put up with these other people that are here that are the true targets, but we're the target of opportunity. We're the target that suffers.
You have been, I'm sure, watching the news of late. They bring out their experts and their ensconced people to add validity as to the reasons why we have to go into Iran. They're admitting right now that they're 5 years out from developing nuclear weapons. That's 5 years out from now. That would seem to me, even by bureaucratic slow standards in Washington, D.C., or the Department of Defense, or the Pentagon, that I would think that there would be ample time for a foreign policy that we could deal with their perceived problems, but that doesn't seem to be the indication.
No, the indication is planned, and just like Gulf War II, Gulf War II or Gulf War I Part II was planned back in the 90s under the Clinton administration directives. And we just had to wait for some reason to go in there. Afghanistan came about from a February 12, 1998 congressional discussion and directive to overthrow the Taliban because they refused to go along with UNCLOS pipeline deal. So the lies are compounded, and they're there in the people die, and the children die, and our soldiers die. And it goes back. I mean, when I was very young, I went to Vietnam. And I spent 2 years over in Vietnam. And then about a year ago, we found out, the government admitted, the leaders of our nation admitted, that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never occurred. The lie that led us to Vietnam that caused so many people to die never occurred. And Gulf War II is the same thing. There are no WMDs. You have to understand, the United States provided Iraq the WMDs prior to Gulf War I for the use against Iran and the Iraqi Kurds, and they used them with our blessing. They used them on us. And in December of 1990, we made the conscious choice to destroy all of that in place. Schwarzkopf, Powell, General Chuck Horner was involved, Dick Cheney, And all of us that were in theater that were experts on this, and we said, when we do it, here goes the earth, here goes the water, here goes the soil, here goes the food, and the casualties continue to grow.
You know, my wife and I, as I said earlier in the broadcast, my wife and I came up a few days earlier to Washington, D.C. She had never seen the Smithsonian and the museums, which they're pretty impressive. It's not for a lack of money. In Washington, D.C., they like their accoutrements and they like their fancy stuff here. But at any rate, I had never visited the wall. It's next to the Lincoln Memorial here. And to look at that, you know, over 58,000 Americans that were sacrificed. Now, those were our children then, and they were sacrificed. And I was standing there talking to a couple of young men that just rotated back from Iraq, and they're going back in a couple of months, and they were with Force Recon. They were snipers. And I was talking to them about Iraq and depleted uranium. I said, aren't you afraid that you're going to get sick over there? And he was a strapping young man in his early 20s. And he, no. You know, when you're, I guess, that age, you feel that you're pretty indestructible to begin with. But it was so sad because I recognize, and you and I have been around long enough, that we have seen current history here and we've seen the lies and the duplicity. They're ratcheting it up, doctor. It's like their perceptions have become their reality, and it doesn't seem to be a way to slow this down. I want you to be alive and me to be alive long enough to see these, in my book, doctor, treasonous people put on trial.
Patriots, real military people, military officers, enlisted, NCOs that care. They understand the reality, but they have to take the responsibility. For all of us that enlisted in the military at one time or enlisted in government service, we all did one very important thing. We swore an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. The ideals that our nation was born on, the ideals that it rests on of God and right and wrong, the ideals that our founding fathers put forth are not wrong. The system is not wrong. What we have to understand is today we have to go back to that. And if our leaders do not want to comply with what the nation truly is, then we have to go to the ballot box. And we have to vote them out, and we have to vote leaders in that will follow the guidelines established by our founding fathers. One of my favorites was a president of the United States, John Adams. In a musical, 1776, is kind of fictitious, you know, about the sign of the Declaration of Independence, John Adams sings a song and he asks the question, does anybody see what I see? Does anybody care?
Well, we're somewhere between the ballot box and the cartridge box. And Doug, I've said this before, that I'm not promoting a military coup in this country, but there doesn't seem to be any remedy to this problem. The program is running. The media is complicit in the problem. They forgot how to do investigation and reporting, obviously. So the program is running, and it appears that it's going to run its course without them being touched. I envisioned that. One day I said this on the air. I said, you know, we've had a lot of generals that quit in the Clinton administration. We've had people that have been in serious trouble because they don't like what's going on during the current Bush administration. I mean, he rolled into town in 2000. I said on the air that I wish that these generals would get together a battalion of men, drop into Washington, D.C., walk in the White House, start arresting the treasonous people. Now, that sounds radical. You've got an interesting and well-educated and well-informed background, but we have a problem here that's not getting fixed. It is being ignored. What is, in your estimation, I'm sure you've thought about not just discussing the problem, you're well-versed in the problem, but where is the solution to this monumental problem?
Citizenship 101. You have to be involved. You have to care. You have to study. You have to become informed. And once you become informed, then you have to make an acknowledgement that a problem exists. But once you make an acknowledgement of a problem that exists, you have to take the responsibility that Citizenship 101 entails to do something about it. You have to decide what the future is worth. Most individuals I found are content to have a six-pack of beer, watch a football game, and not have to make a decision. They don't have to write a letter. They don't have to stand up and be counted because it's so simple. If you don't speak out, you don't get swashed like the bug.
We'll take the break, come back, final segment with my guest here from Washington, D.C. today, Dr. Doug Rocky, that's been doing a lot. And I want to see who he's been involved with and who he's been talking to about the depleted uranium issue.
Order the DVD of a Lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day-to-day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home, with no money at risk. Now you can, by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches, which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
I'm not the bad one.
Stay tuned next hour. Michael Collins Piper, his program. And again, we did some switch-o change-o here that we're very good at. Barry Zwicker is going to be sitting in for Robbie Noel and also Divided Kingdom. And, of course, regular schedule resumes with my guy out of Rhode Island. What's that guy's name? You know who he is, John.
Rick Addo.
Oh, Rick, yeah. At any rate, just a few more minutes here. During the break, Doug, we were talking about, I asked you, I said, what physical shape are you in? And you've lost quite a few teeth. They rebuilt your eye. You know, before all said and done, we got to keep your motor going. I mean, you're going to be the bionic man here before too long.
Well, you know, before I went to war and got exposed with all this stuff, I could run all day, leap tall buildings at a single bound. And as you've mentioned, now we got the 20-year-old kids. You met some young Rangers, some young snipers at the wall here in Washington, D.C. in the last few hours.
Yeah.
And they have the attitude that, hey, I'm John Wayne, I'm Rambo, I'm immune to everything. Ladies and gentlemen, war is about death and dying. You go to war, you win a battle, you're physiologically changed, you're psychologically changed for life. War is about death and dying. And in the end, the question you must ask is, can we justify what we did? Can we justify where we're going? And then the leaders. Where's the leaders that have courage to stand up and say this is nonsense?
Where are they?
Where are they? I think there's an awful lot of military waiting for John Wayne to come riding over the hill with his six gun, you know, and stand up there and hey, Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, John Wayne died, and John Wayne died, and all of his cast died because of the nuclear weapons testing they were exposed in the movie.
Susan Hayward, what was the name of the movie?
Oh, I can't remember. Stagecoach or something like that?
I can't remember. No, that was later. Stagecoach was back in the 30s. I think that movie was done in the 40s or the 50s.
Yeah, it was done after the nuclear testing out in the testing ground.
But the entire cast and crew, they all died of cancer.
Correct. They did from radiological exposure to particulates from uranium contamination, just like what we've done with uranium munitions. The leader. We need a leader. Some of us are out there yelling and screaming. I work on a daily basis to get the Department of Defense to comply with their own orders and mandate medical care for all casualties. I work on a daily basis to get them to clean up the environmental contamination, whether it's in Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, or it's in Jefferson Proving Ground in Indiana, or in Concord, Massachusetts. Concord, Massachusetts, the community where our nation was found, born on the 17th of April of 75. The 18th of April of 75. And it's a total disaster because of Star Met uranium munitions development. You know, some of us are touting and asking for compliance. Some of us are standing up and saying, follow the requirements, stand up and be counted. Well, it takes a lot more of us, and I'd just like to invite everybody. I'd like to invite everybody in. You don't have to be a military person. You just got to want citizenship 101. Stand up. And be counted.
Get involved.
Get involved. Get educated. And turn it around and demand accountability. We have the laws. We have the requirements. We have the regulations. Leaders have forgot that it's their job, a temp job, to follow
them. That's it for us today, folks. Doug, thank you. Appreciate your work and all that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for us here in Washington, D.C. And coming up next, Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned for that, and thank you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.